Killing, read by Jane Alexander. Lynn's father's hand felt warm and even strong, though he lay unconscious, dying. In this expensive pastel room of the nursing home, he was starving. He was dying of thirst, as surely as if he had been abandoned in a desert. His breath stank. The smell from the parched hole that had been his mouth was like nothing else bodily she had ever smelled, foul but in no way fertile, an acid ultimate of carnality. Yet the presence was still his. In his unconscious struggle for breath, his gray face flitted, soundlessly muttering, into expressions she knew, the helpless raised eyebrows that preceded an attempt at the dinner table to be droll, or a sudden stiffening of the upper lip that warned of one of his rare, pained, carefully phrased reprimands. A lawyer, lost to his family in the machinations of cities and corporations, he had been a distant father, reluctant to chastise, the dinner-time joke his most comfortable approach to affection. He had spent his free time out of the house, puttering at tasks he lacked a son to share. In New Hampshire, over many summers, he had built a quarter mile of stone wall with his own hands. In Boston, there had been the brick terrace to level and weed. In the suburb of his retirement, compost heaps to tend, and broken fences to repair and redesign. In the year past, his hand had lost its workman's roughness. There was no task his failing brain could direct his hand to seize. Unthinkingly, Lynn had asked him, this past summer, to help one of the children to build a birdhouse. Manfully, chuckling.